Welcome to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. It's Thursday, July 23rd. I'm your host, Izzy Ross. We have a bit of a shorter show tonight, but there's still a lot to talk about. At 55.3 million fish, the Bay's total run so far this season is just a million shy of last year's. While Nooshigak's catch is slowing to a trickle, the east side districts are still pumping out the fish. Baywide harvest was almost 800,000 yesterday. We also have an update on Togiak's fishing extension. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released the final environmental review for the proposed Pebble Mine. We'll have more coverage on that tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Let's jump in with the numbers this evening. The total run across the bay is at 55.3 million, just a million shy of last year's. While Nooshigak's catch is slowing to a trickle, the east side districts are still pumping out the fish. Baywide harvest was almost 800,000 yesterday. The majority of that comes from Naknek, Kwijak, and Igigik. Cumulative harvest is at 37.3 million. Escapement across the bay yesterday was 146,600 for a total of 18 million fish. Over on the west side, daily catch is getting smaller across the Nooshigak district, where the fleet caught 41,000 fish yesterday, with an average of 430 sockeye per drift delivery. Cumulative harvest for the district is now at 8.8 million, hauled in 68% by the drift fleet, 25% by Nooshigak set netters, and just under 4% by Igouchik set netters. Escapement across the district was 32,700, bringing that total to 3.7 million. The district's total run is at 12.5 million. Breaking that escapement down by river, the Igouchik River crew counted 10,000 fish yesterday for a total of 290,300. The sonar site on the Nooshigak River counted 5,400 fish yesterday. Cumulative escapement there is at 1.2 million. The Wood River had the biggest daily escapement count on the west side yesterday and also has the largest total escapement. The tower crew counted 17,200 fish for a season total of 2.2 million so far. Harvest is confidential in Togiak again, but it looks like the district is set to meet its escapement goal. Escapement up the Togiak River was 9,400 fish through 6 a.m. this morning. Yesterday's daily count was 9,900, and the total escapement as of yesterday was 91,900. The total run so far is at 253,400. During a fishing game aerial survey yesterday, staff spotted enough fish between the commercial fishing district and the counting tower to meet the lower bound of the escapement goal of 120,000 fish. Even though the season seems to have slowed down for many fishermen, Fishing Game has extended fishing in Togiak until 9 a.m. on Saturday. Management biologist Tim Sands says the normally late Togiak run is even later than usual this season.
Togiak run, you know, it's a smaller run than the rest of the Bristol Bay districts, and it's a later run. So it's kind of, normally you'd say it's a little bit past the midpoint, but if the run timing's a little bit late, it might be kind of right at the midpoint over there. Our escapement's looking pretty good.
As we reach the end of the fishing season, the run in Togiak is making its way to the escapement goals.
The fishing has been relatively slow over there, especially compared to the last 2 years, which were both record years. This is looking like I don't want to say it's below average. It's going to be on the lower end of things.
Commercial fishing in the Togiak River section will be extended by 24 hours from 9 a.m. on Friday, July 24th, until 9 a.m. on Saturday, July 25th. Commercial fishing will then open in all sections of the Togiak District as per the regular weekly schedule at 9 a.m. Monday, July 27th. Over on the east side, the Naknek Kwijak fleet had the largest daily catch yesterday at 365,000. The cumulative harvest is at 13.7 million. Daily escapement was 39,200 across the district for a total of 10.3 million. The district's total run is at 24.1 million. Breaking that escapement down by river, the Alagnak River crew counted 27,600 fish yesterday for a total escapement of 2.2 million so far this season. The crew on the Kwijak River counted 11,500 fish escaping yesterday, bringing that season total to 3.9 million. No escapement numbers from the Naknek River yesterday. Total escapement there is at 4.1 million. Igigik fishermen harvested the second largest catch yesterday at 303,000 fish. Igigik's drift boats also had the biggest average delivery at around 960 sockeye. The total harvest in Igigik is at 12.3 million, attributed around 87% to the drift fleet and a little over 13% to set netters. Escapement up the Igigik River was 15,400 yesterday for a cumulative of 2.3 million so far. The district's total run is at 14.7 million. Ugashik's fleet caught 90,000 fish yesterday. Average drift delivery was 620 sockeye. Total harvest there is now 2.2 million. The Ugashik counting crew saw 49,500 fish escape upriver yesterday for a total of 1.4 million fish. The total run in Ugashik is 3.7 million. At the Chignik Weir, 2,046 sockeye passed the weir as of 5 p.m. yesterday. The total sockeye run there is now 201,214. The early run total up the Chignik River is 135,458, and the late run is at 65,756. As of 5 p.m. yesterday, 12 Chinook had passed the weir. The season total Chinook run is at 825. Pinks are at 625, and chum are at 6. Finally, over at Area M, the Shumigan Islands were the only section of the South Peninsula where harvest data are able to be publicly released. The island's sockeye harvest for the month of July is at 190,100. Chinook harvest for July is at 13,800, and pinks are at 267,600. To date, the total South Peninsula sockeye harvest is at 509,700, Chinook are at 16,400, and pinks are at 1.9 million. The North Peninsula fleet has harvested 1.3 million sockeye so far, Chinook harvest is at 1,100, and chum are at 5,600. Area M fishermen have harvested a total of 1.8 million sockeye so far this season. The fleet has hauled in 17,500 Chinook and 1.9 million pinks. Total chum catch is at 577,400, and coho harvest is at 19,700.
I'm Glenn Alzer, Sr., Mayor of Lakin Peninsula Borough. I'd like to thank all the fishermen for their adherence to Mandate 17 during this summer season. Now that the season is wrapping up and you're returning to your home in one of the Lakin Peninsula Borough villages, please plan ahead. Check in with your community in advance to know what local travel protocols are in place. At a minimum, we recommend that you get tested in Naknek or Dillingham prior to flying home and carry the documentation of your negative test. Upon arriving in the village, keep your friends and neighbors safe by quarantining yourself and your family for 7 to 10 days. Make an appointment at the clinic for a second test in the 7 to 10 days. Thank you again for your cooperation in helping to keep your community safe.
That does it for the numbers, folks. We're going to have a regular show tomorrow, and then we'll have fish reports on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of next week, closing us out this fishing season. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released the final environmental review for the proposed Pebble Mine. We'll have more coverage on that during tomorrow's fish report and during the newscast. We're going to take a look at the marine weather forecast tonight. A southwest wind at 20 knots, seas at 4 feet, and rain. On Friday, a west wind at 20 knots, seas at 5 feet. And Friday night, a southwest wind at 15 knots, becoming a northwest wind after midnight, seas at 3 feet. That's the marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, tonight, a southwest wind at 20 knots, seas at 6 feet. Friday, a south wind at 15 knots, seas at 5 feet. And Friday night, a south wind at 15 knots, seas at 4 feet. In the tidal forecast at Nooshigak at Clark's Point, low tide at 12:23 a.m. at 0.8 feet and high tide at 6:44 a.m. at 21.6 feet. At the Naknek River entrance, low tide at 12:41 a.m. at negative 0.7 feet and high tide at 6:52 a.m. at 23.7 feet. And at the Igigik River entrance, low tide at 12:51 a.m. at negative 0.2 feet and high tide at 6:07 a.m. at 13.2 feet. That does it for the show this evening. Good night, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.